JSE slips as firmer dollar weighs on banks and miners.
The JSE slipped in broad-based losses on Wednesday morning, as positive U.S. corporate earnings reports failed to spark risk on global trade. Concerns that the Chinese government might pare stimulus measures was weighing on stocks. The dollar was benefiting from both interest in safe haven assets, as well as from healthy reports from major U.S. companies. Diversified miners and retailers were under the most pressure, with the former reacting to the oil price easing off a six-month high reached on Tuesday. A firmer dollar environment generally puts pressure on miners, as it makes commodities more expensive for those buying in other currencies. Local news was also downbeat, with the FNB/Bureau of Economic Research Business Confidence Index showing that conditions were gloomy in the first quarter of 2019. The index fell to 2 points from 7 points in the prior quarter. Load shedding, tax increases, fuel price increases and prolonged strikes in some sectors all weighed on confidence, FNB chief economist Mamelo Motokhin-Kung-Wenya said. At 10:05 a.m. the all share was down 0.46% to 59,272.6 points and the top 40 0.44%. Food and drug retailers gave up 1.41%, resources 1.19% and banks 0.66%. Gold was flat at $1,272.14/ounces while platinum had firmed 0.32% to $890.97. Brent crude was 0.4% lower at $74.10 a barrel. Diversified miner Glencore lost 3.18% to 60.30 rand and Anglo American 2.31% to 390.47 rand. Sasol gave back 1.43% to 480.54 rand. Having surged 4.21% on Tuesday. Rand Hedjab InBev was down 1.16% to 1,275 Rand. Standard Bank was 0.97% lower at 197.56 Rand, having reported earlier that earnings attributable to ordinary shareholders were 8% higher in the 3 months to end March than in the comparative period. ShopRite was down 2.59% to 173.76 Rand. EPP was down 1.84% to 18.65 Rand. It said earlier that it planned to raise 1.2 billion Rand through a share issuance in order to allow financial inflows from a significant new investor that would purchase the bulk of the new shares Jernetskaya at businesslive.co.za.